calling Anvil Billing Department. This is Martin. How can I help you?
Hi, Martin. This is Cynthia Navarro calling, and I'm calling on myself and my husband. There's two balances due, and I just need some explanation as to whether or not you've attempted to bill Blue Cross.
Sure. Let me help you. Will you please help me out with the date of birth of the patient?
So I'll do my husband first, Stephen Navarro, 322-55.
I'm sorry?
322-55.
Got it, 322-55. And what's your good name? Stephen Navarro, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I can see that there is a $144.57 which is in collection. So you want to know about that, right?
Yes, so was Medicare was obviously billed because I saw that on the report, but was the claim also submitted to Blue Cross MedEx?
Okay, just let me have a look with the claim. Please be online. Okay, as can I see, there is a claim of the December 5th, 2024. Okay, and just a moment. There's some deductible charges from the your insurance of...
I can't hear you.
Yeah, now can I have a... I'm audible to you now?
Okay, yes, that's better.
Yes, so basically we submitted the claim to the Medicare, so Medicare had made a payment, and then after that they left the deductible charges, okay, of $27.81, okay, but unfortunately we submit the claim to BCBS of deductible charges, okay, but the BCBS didn't pay that charges, and they just transfer over the patient as a patient responsibility, and they also...
So did you... Did you bill Blue Cross? I didn't understand what you said.
Yes,
did
definitely.
Did you bill the secondary insurance? Okay.
Yes, yeah. That's
and Blue Cross wouldn't pay it?
No, Blue Cross didn't pay it. They just transferred over the patient as patient responsibility, and they stated that the charges are non-covered.
So they didn't charge a sick visit. Okay, so I need to talk to Blue Cross as to why they didn't pay that, because they're supposed to pay it. It's an office visit. So, okay, that's something that I have to deal with. Is that correct?
Yeah, and there's also a line over here. This like the member does not cover deductible assessed by the previous payer.
Okay, got it. So, okay. So we didn't meet the Medicare, we haven't met the Medicare amount that we need to pay for the year yet, the deductible. So that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So I, go ahead. So I will, let me pay that right now.
Sure. Just a moment.
Or you know what, I can go on his portal and pay it. I can do it that way.
No worries. It's okay.
Whatever's easier. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, so am I paying with you or am I going on this portal?
You can, for the collection amount, you have to pay over this call.
Okay, all right, so it is a Visa.
Go.
And
go
it's 4147. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. 1 second. So your total want to pay $144.57, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a moment. So let me open the payment portal. Okay, Sandy. Did you please help me out with the card details?
It's Visa. It's 4147.
Mm-hmm.
2027.
Got it.
0712.
Mm-hmm.
5785.
Got it. So it's a 4147-2027. 0712-5785, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what's the security code?
283.
And the expiration date?
10/29.
Got it. And what's the cardholder name?
It's under Cynthia Navarro.
Cynthia Navarro. Okay. Cynthia, will you please spell out for me?
It's C-Y-N-T-H-I-A.
Got it. Cynthia and Navarro. Got it.
Yes.
And you want to use Sam billing address, which is 55 Memorial Drive, right?
Correct.
Okay. Let me proceed for the payment. Please be online.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I forgot your name. So you're Cynthia or the Cindy?
So in Athena, I'm probably Cynthia with a nickname of Cindy. And my date of birth is 11/3/54. I used to work there, so they may, have it in wrong.
No worry.
Yeah.
So, ma'am, I just made a payment of $144.57, and this is the email ID, which is sjnavarro@hotmail.com. I'm just sending you the receipt of the payment on this email ID.
Okay, that's good. Now you can check my account, and I think you're going to tell me the same thing on mine.
No way, just a moment. Okay. Got it. Okay. Okay, Cynthia. Please help me out with your date of birth.
Yeah, it's 11/3/54.
54. Got it. 5/4.
And
right?
I believe. Yes, 5/4. And I believe there's a charge of $125. For a bone density? Yeah. I don't know why that wasn't covered in. Maybe because I didn't meet the Medicare deductible.
No way. Let me check. There's a 125 charges. That's right. Yes. And date of service was the April 29, 2025. Okay. So let me check. Medicare. Cynthia, just give me a moment. Let me have a look with the claim. Okay, please be online.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, Cynthia. Thanks for being online. So I just checked the this claim. Okay. Hello. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Got it. So I just checked the claim and I just got to know that actually we submitted the claim first of all to the Medicare. Okay, and Medicare just transferred this claim to the patient or the secondary payer. Okay, and they denied to pay that amount because it should be a preventive kind of or the annual visit kind of the it was that. Okay, but for that you need to. Go ahead.
I don't understand. It's preventative, so they wouldn't pay it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Actually, your Medicare, first of all, denied the claim. Like stated that, like the this is non-covered service because it's a routine or the preventive exam. Okay, and a diagnosis procedure is a congestion of with the routine preventive exam. Okay, then again we submitted the claim to the BCBS. Okay, so again the BCBS has stated that this fare does not cover a deductible assessed by a previous year. Okay, so might be this is some issues between the insurance. So I will suggest you to please contact the insurance of the BCBS. Okay, and ask them why they denied the claim. Okay, and how and is there they received the claim or not? Okay.
So can you see in my chart under claims, was Blue Cross even billed?
The charge is just $125, as I told you.
Yes, I understand that. So did Medicare deny it because they said it's not a covered service because it's a preventative?
Yes, right. Yep,
okay.
Right. And again,
right, but transfer. My doctor, so the doctor prescribes it, and Medicare says it's not covered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Medicare does not cover bone density tests.
Right, but you can do one thing. You can also cross-check with both insurance what's going on and what is the exact reason of the denied. Okay, because might be they can give you the exact reason of it, and you will get to know more about it for it. Okay.
All right. So, but was it submitted to Blue Cross? Can you see that under my claims? Was it submitted to them?
Yes. First of all, we submitted the claim to the Medicare. Okay, over on April 29, 2025, as the same date of service. Again, we submitted the claim to this BCBS over on June 3, 2025.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they denied it as well.
Yes, and we received the explanation of benefit of the claim over on June 23, 2025, from the BCBS. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not going to pay that one. I'm going to contact Blue Cross on that one.
Yes, right.
And I did see in my chart that it said manager hold. I'm not sure what meant. I just want to see if I can get them to pay that.
No, right. That's the best thing. So first of all, I will request you to kindly contact with the Medicare, say like what's they covered and what's not. It will be helpful for you for also for future. And for this same claim, you can also ask them. After that, you have to contact the BCBS. Okay? So what's still going on? Because in this claim also, like as your husband, they also denied it as a deductible. But there is no deductible charges from the primaries. So they will explain you for this also. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Anything else, Cynthia, which can help you?
That's it. Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good day. Take care. And sorry for the inconvenience.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.